I had a night at 60. Two guys flipped.
All right, we are going to call the Board of Equalization to order at 8:32 on the clock. The Opens Meeting Act is posted to the wall on my left. Attendance by observation: Schuler, Haxby, Dorn, and Swavely. Approve or disapprove agenda as presented?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Dorn, second by Swavely. Please vote. 1, 2, 3, 4 in favor. Motion approved.
Harry can't concrete.
Approve or disapprove meetings of minutes of previous meetings.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Dorn, second by Swavely. Please vote. 4 in favor. Motion passes. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. This is for equalization only. Nope. All right.
No comments. Hey, get away. Where is everybody?
We have tons of people to know. All right. Approve or disapprove permissive exemption applications for Gage County that were heard at the 3/16/24 board meeting, but additional information was requested from the state of Nebraska. Patty, do you want to tell us about this one?
Yeah, I think I'm going to – I gave you a list right there. Did you pass those on around, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, this was the exemption year, the Form 451. And so they kind of did more auditing, and the state has really gotten a lot of different people in there now. A lot of the older ones have retired. So we're just going to – I think I'll just read them real quick and tell you what I did to them to make them okay. There was a few things that they wanted more information from the church or the whatever, and I'll read those in and kind of explain to you. So – the first one is the American Lutheran Church of Adams, and basically they had not put down here whether the pastor was living in the house. So we added that on, and that suffices. Then going on, if you guys have any questions, you can stop me. The Kaufman Levi Charitable Trust, that is up in Adams. That stays approved. However, they had to add some documentation, and the biggest thing was they had to make sure that they accepted Medicaid after people were not able to pay anymore. So I had Julie Keeley, the senior vice president. She wrote a little note, so we'll have to send that in to make sure that that's documented okay. So that one's okay again, and after I did that. Great Plains Region of the Missionary Church. We did approval of a portion because the parsonage is rented out to a single mother. So we found that additional information out. It was a church and a parsonage. However, the minister, they had one at one time, and now if it's being rented out, it can't be. It's only approval of the church. So this will be a thing that we send out and do an intent to tax and put a little value on the house. So that one is what we did to that one. Highland Lodge number 194. They wanted to know what the green space was used for. Well, it's attached to the lodge, so it is used for a public purpose. That was just the documentation that we had to add on. American Lutheran Church. This one is in Philly, and basically the parsonage is vacant right now, but they use it for confirmation classes in October through May, and they are trying to get a pastor. So we went ahead and put that as approval, see what the state says, because they got to have time to find somebody. And like I said, they're using it for confirmation. So I went ahead, and that one was still okay. St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church, there again, we needed to know there's 2 acres there, and it's green space used for a public purpose. I mean, kids are going to run and play from that point, from different, you know, the church and everything, but we had to add that statement on there for them. Same way with the next one, and that's under the St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church also. Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church, green space and parking for the additional land that's there with the church. So that one's still approved. German Evangelical Lutheran Zion Congregation. Okay, this one we had to have a little bit further. There is a ballpark there. I don't know if anybody's aware of that place. You are. I mean, it's not used for any kind of profit. It's a ballpark, definitely. So used for, you know, so she wrote a continued letter. There's no fees involved. It's being used by a Fuller Park Board, which are members of the Zion Lutheran Church. It's ran by volunteers, so that was just an added description that we had emailed to attach to this. Okay, Christian Church is the next one, I believe, yeah. This person happened to, there's a set of questions here, and on that one, he marked no by accident, and it is all the property used exclusively as described below, and it should have been yes, so we changed that for him and sent that. We'll send that back in. Let's see. And that's the same on, there was two applications, so there was the same on the next one. Huntington Vasey Liberty Post 346. So that's the Liberty Legion Post, and we made that as a veteran. The gentleman put veteran as a box of his own and checked it. Well, it has to be one of the five that we have on here. So I called him, and we put charitable organization, because they only have, like, in Liberty, that Liberty Legion has feeds, but that they don't use it for anything other than, I think they buy cemetery flags and stuff like that. So that was just a little bit of cleanup on that one. Our Savior's Evangelical Lutheran Church needed a box checked as religious. So we did that for them, called them up, put our initials by it, so this one is okay now. Okay, so Gage County Ag Society, I don't know, for years and years we sent that through. They no longer need to, nor did they ever, and I don't know why we ever did do this, because I probably continued on from years and years, but we levy for that under the Ag Society, so we do not need to send an exemption out at all. So they're allowing us to take that completely off the list. So that will no longer be a permissive exemption. One they have to apply for, they're just automatically exempt. Now, Southeast Community College is a foundation, and the Southeast Community College we levy for, but when it becomes the foundation, they had to sign up for a permissive exemption. So we had to find out what they're using this land for, because there's 20 acres. And basically, it's ag management and production, livestock management and production. So I had them add another segment of paragraph so that we could send that in with the state. So that one's okay. The YMCA, basically, when they have some acres out around the Y, and so they had written farm ground on there. Well, when it's farm ground, that generally means they're leasing it to a farmer. And she basically just, before this was a lot more relaxed, and so this time I called her and I said, we need a little bit more, because if it's being rented out for farm ground and there's a profit on it, it can't be exempt. But then yesterday she wrote, she called upper management, and the open land that has been referenced on our exemption is approximately 14 acres and is currently being used as location for extra dirt being removed from the expansion project we are currently working on. And so basically these are going to become baseball fields, soccer fields once the funds are raised. So the city and the Y are continuing to look for grant money to complete this fourth phase of our capital renovation. So I took it from a denial to an approval based on, and we'll see what state does. I mean, that's basically most of that around there, I believe, is always used to expand that. So Wymore Food Pantry, they just needed to know. It used to be a church in Wymore, and Ruby Harden runs it. And so they serve to the needy families with food. No payments accepted. They buy food from the Lincoln Food Bank. They take cash donations, and they also, I think, take, well, I know they do. She typed a little thing up about clothing and stuff, so that one should be okay now. Housing Authority of Wymore, those were always sent out as permissives, and they're saying now that housing authorities, if the city of Wymore owns them or any city owns them, they're going to be like the Ag Society. We don't need to send permissives anymore. So we'll be taking that off the list. Our Savior's Lutheran Church of Wymore, this was green space for activities that we had to write on there. Basically, that's what they needed to know with the extra land there. And the last one, St. Mary's Church in Wymore, we had to have the value of the real property listed on there. So he called Father Grellback, and he had to give us a value, so we've got that. And then all the everything the block around the church is green space. The kids play baseball for catechism and things like that. So those are just kind of cleanup things, and then I'll send them back in with the extra documentation, and we'll see where we go. If they have to kick any back or not, I don't know. So if so, then, and all these people have been notified. I sent the letters out through the mails to let them know if I was going to, but I didn't deny any after the YMCA and everything turned that in. So basically, Kathy from the state just said we needed to bring them back through, read these in, and so we'll send them back up.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Swavely, second by Dorn. Any other discussion? Please vote. Four in favor. Motion passes. Well, with nothing else on the equalization, I will adjourn equalization at 8:44.